Awakened.
Conscious Conversations Podcast to help you grow and discover who you are, to develop a deeper, more complete side of yourself via conscious talks, self-love, meditation, and by interviewing some of the most inspiring guests on the planet.
shamanichealings.earth for more information.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to Awakened Conscious Conversations podcast. And I'm your host, the Gentle Yoga Warrior, and I'm so delighted that you've joined me today. So this is a bonus episode because the main episode is actually going to come out a couple of days after this. It's just due to some scheduling, but I still wanted to leave you with something of value, and the next guest that we've got coming on is going to be amazing. But this episode is going to be amazing too. And, you know, life doesn't always go how we planned it to be. I know I've had many disappointments in my life. I've had many highs as well, but some disappointments, and as always, I sometimes wish things had been a certain way, etc. And that's okay. Life is never going to go 100% to plan as how we anticipate it to be. But today's episode is specifically to help, you know, when you feel a bit of a slump where your reality is not matching where you want to be, and perhaps you're trying to change something in your life. Perhaps you're trying to save more money or kind of get into less debt, and then you look at your bank balance and you're in debt again and you have not as much money as you anticipated. Or perhaps you had this amazing plan to eat really healthily and you were, and then you ate something that wasn't so healthy. And sometimes we can be all or nothing, but that's not the way to be. On both scenarios, you need to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and just think, actually, this might not be how I want it to be, and maybe I've tried this many times, and maybe it's not worked, but what small wins can I do today? Small win would be to resist the temptation to buy that coffee when you're out. Can you take a flask? The resistance can you have a healthier option? So instead of going for your favourite cake, can you choose a healthier option? Or perhaps you're feeling unlucky in love and you think, oh, this always happens to me. But you know what? When you go through that process, there's going to be lots of times where there's people that aren't compatible. And then one day you do just find someone that clicks. And I know that's easy. You might think, oh, that's easy for you to say, a gentle yoga warrior, but that is the reality that I've observed. And maybe what thing can you do differently? Like, can you be more yourself? Because sometimes we try to impress people, but could you be more authentically yourself and show yourself some love by looking in the mirror and saying, yes, I am wonderful. I am good enough. I am me. I am open to being me, is a good mantra to have. I am open to eating more healthily. I am open to receiving more good luck. So it's all the little things. There's so many things we don't have control over. Like, you know, maybe you are trying to save for something and then something comes up. Things do. Or you're trying to eat healthily and then you go to a relative's house and, I don't know, your mama insists that you have this food. Boundaries, though, you say, no, I'm eating this food really healthy. I know that's not always easy to do, but we can set our boundaries of what is right for us, but also have a kind of flow and an ability to move and anticipate and be. And yeah, so there's all these different ways in which we can find the small wins. Like, maybe you wanted to have your house all spotlessly clean, but then you've run out of time. Could you clean one area and then maybe another day you do the other area? Maybe you want to spend more time with your friends, but you've been really busy. Could you then just diary in something for the following week and just be clear with that person? Just say, I'm busy, but can we have a cup of tea for an hour or coffee for an hour? There's ways to get these like little small wins, maybe you wanted to go to the gym and for some reason, maybe financially or time-wise, you didn't have time to do it. Could you then go for a nice long walk? Like trying to step away from that all or nothing mentality that, don't get me wrong, some days when I'm trying to achieve things or change things, I can sometimes sit there and think, oh, why is this not happening? And it would be untrue for me to say that I never feel that slump, because I do, it does happen. And I think it would be missing to say that you never feel those slumps, because I can only go off my experience, but my experience is that you do, or I will feel those slumps sometimes. But it's getting those small wins that help me navigate through that terrain, and that's what can help make a real profound and wonderful difference to one's life, is when we kind of do that. As another small win could be something like, I really want to make a difference in the world. I really want to do this, this, and this. So what is the one small thing that you could do today to make a difference? Smiling at someone. What's the one small thing that you can do to make a difference? And then just try and apply that. And then you feel overwhelmed at looking at money, and oh, I think that's the biggest headache, isn't it, for people in general in the world, is looking at things and looking at money and trying to navigate through it. And it is tough. I think the whole system's designed, in my opinion, to make it tough. You know, like people's outgoings seem to be going up more than the incomings, and it is hard. But you know what? I always take inspiration from the beautiful country of Italy and how they make every part of their life, or that is my perception from my Italian friends and having visited there, is a work of art, and just seeing everything in a beautiful and artistic way. And maybe you want to experience great art or have a great time. There is some museums and things that are free, or if you shop around, you can get special offers. So there's all these wonderful and fantastic ways in which we can change our world and our perception of our world. I would like to hear from you, dear listeners, though. Could you drop me a line via shamanichealings.earth on the contact page there, shamanichealings.earth? And any suggestions in which you get your small wins, and any suggestions in which you can change your world around. I always imagine, like, when I'm feeling really retracted and kind of stuck, that I can pretend that I'm an eagle and see the bird's eye view. So all these storms and worries and things like that that we have, we can kind of, they will still be there to a certain extent, but can you see the big picture? The big picture from a bird's eye view, and the big picture would be that storm would be a little thing on a vast area of beauty and peace. And as you navigate through life, whenever you feel stuck in that kind of storm, can you see the big picture?
As promised, here is your meditation inspired by today's show. Top tips for the meditation is either sit nice and cross-legged on the floor with a nice straight back. Always nice to sit on a block or a cushion. Or if that's not available for you, you sit in a chair with the back nice and straight. The important thing is you're not slouching. And if you're doing something that requires your concentration, all you need to do is just pause this and you can reconvene the meditation at a time that is good for you. If you're doing the meditation, let's begin.
The big picture. So as you close your eyes and you navigate through your sense of being where you are right now, as you breathe through your own natural rhythm, in and out through the nostrils, you let the breath flow. And in your imagination, you take flight. You are gliding through the air. A kind of hybrid between human and eagle, because you've got these wonderful gliding wings on, so you get to feel that feeling of being an eagle flying high. And as you navigate across the skies, there's this beautiful eagle flying high. Can you see your world as from its contracted view, this sense of needing to change and renew? Which is always a good thing, but when we kind of start to feel like we're not good enough, this is the time to take flight and do your bird's eye view. As you fly across the sky, the storm that which you see, which is your life in some aspects, can you see the sunshine as well as it stretches and lights up the beauty of the beautiful parts of your world? Nature and daylight and the gift of life. As we often try and fight against life, can you sometimes find the way to step into the flow, see the world from up above, see the beauty of love, see the beauty of yourself? Remember, you are divine, you are beautiful. You deserve to see life from a bird's eye view. And it's a place in your meditation that you can go back to through and through. As you sit in your meditation position, allow your imagination to take this bird's eye view as it navigates and flies across the sky, remembering that life is sometimes full of ups and downs, but seeing it from a neutral position like a bird's eye view, you can see the beauty amidst any strife or stumbling blocks. You can fly over them and see the beauty there. See your gifts, see your abilities. So as you fly there, just see one thing that you like about yourself. Doesn't matter how big or small, that one thing. Take a nice deep inhalation. Feel that beauty of yourself. Exhale, let anything go that no longer serves you as you slowly come back into your day, back into the moment, and slowly open your eyes. It's my joy to bring this to you. If you would like a shamanic healing session or a long distance energy healing session, if you go to shamanichealings.earth, and hopefully that will help inspire you as well. But if not, I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.
So thank you so much, dear listeners, for taking the time to listen and support our show today. And if you want any more information on what we have to offer, check out
shamanichealings.earth for more information.